For survivors of institutional child abuse, the road to healing has been a long one. But their mission for restitution isn't over yet. Many are now calling for a financial compensation scheme recommended by the Royal Commission to be fast-tracked. John Lawrence is a member of CLAN, the Care Leavers Australasia Network, which leads the submissions on behalf of survivors of sexual abuse throughout the Royal Commission. Mr. Lawrence experienced abuse in institutions as a child, as did members of his family.
We're saying to the Prime Minister, we're not going to stand back and just wait. I've been waiting 50 years for something to happen. I watched my brother die. I watched lots of people die.
In Parliament, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull offered victims this response.
My government will appoint a survivor-focused reference group to facilitate the delivery of a national apology to survivors of institutional child sexual abuse and to advise us on its form and content. And on behalf of the nation, I'll deliver that apology before the end of the year.
Leonie Sheedy is the head of CLAN. She says she's frustrated that institutions around the country have been aware of the recommendation that they compensate victims for the past 2.5 years.
An apology from the Prime Minister of Australia on behalf of the nation is extremely important. As long as every religious organisation and charity that ran an orphanage or a children's home or foster care and the police commissioners of every state are also to apologise to care leavers, then that apology will have more significance. Others, they need to be on their knees apologising to us.
Ray Leary is among the survivors who consider themselves the forgotten Australians in this issue. He is one of thousands of children abused in care between 1920 and 1980.
They abused us, they raped us, and they mentally disturbed us. So in life, at 56 years old, I'm still carrying my childhood scars.
Mr. Leary will be there for the Prime Minister's apology, but wants the redress scheme finalised too.
Look, I'd like to think it's going to do a lot, but, you know, they're just words at the moment. Let's act on it. Let's do something. You know, there's a lot of people hurting now because of the evidence they've given to the Royal Commission.
The Prime Minister is urging the states, territories and churches not to delay signing up to the National Redress Scheme, for which the government has already pledged $50 million. Malcolm Turnbull will address the Council of Australian Governments meeting on Friday and is expected to detail the latest action by the government on the redress scheme. Rashida Yousafzai, SBS World News.